W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden on Maui supporting those impacted by the deadly wildfires that left more than 100 people dead and more than 800 still missing. ABC's Mola Lenghi.
Certainly plenty of people who welcome the president who, you know, in times of disaster, when people lose everything that they have, they want to be seen. You know, regardless of the politics, they want their president to show up and acknowledge their pain, acknowledge their trauma. But, you know, there's just as many people here who are still frustrated with what they describe as an inadequate response.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have negotiated an agreement with Fulton County, Georgia prosecutors for Trump to be released on $200,000 bond, with an agreement that he make no direct or indirect threats towards any potential witnesses. Trump says he'll turn himself in on election tampering charges Thursday. This is ABC News. Texas getting ready for a hit from a tropical storm.
The storm seemed to blow up out of nowhere, and now South Texans are filling sandbags to lay in front of doors and windows on flood-prone properties.
We also have some pre-filled sandbags that we typically take to our residents that don't have any transportation or that are elderly.
David Flores is the assistant city manager in Mission, Texas. The forecast is for up to 3.5 inches of rain in areas that have been bone dry for weeks. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Europe, it's fires and heat.
In Greece, wildfires being fanned by strong winds, killing at least one person in the northeastern region of Evros. Officials are warning a majority of the country's regions are at risk of new fires. Meanwhile, thousands are being evacuated on the Spanish island of Tenerife, ravaging 6% of the Canary Islands. Officials say that fire was started deliberately. This as another heat wave engulfs parts of the continent from France, Italy, even Switzerland. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of August, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on August 26th. With one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming-Nakusa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Nakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Helfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back for hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. And we have a very special guest coming up right in the heart of training camp, of course. And this is a guy that never wanted to miss a practice in August. Number 68, your left tackle, Greg Cook. Greg Cook, Big Bubba, how you doing? Hello, Greg. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right. Good morning, Greg. Welcome.
Good morning.
We miss you.
I miss Green Bay.
What are you doing now?
I'm retired.
We should be too. But we're still working. Are you still in Houston?
Yeah, still in Houston.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, cool. So what do you miss most?
Besides two-a-days.
Well, I hardly ever went to two-a-days. As you know, I'd either walk out or get kicked out. So.
Hey, Greg, have you been to an NFL training camp recently?
Yes, I have. When I had my own show down here in Houston, we go out to the Texans training camp. If you call it that, it's like playing touch football.
I was going to say, isn't it incredible the way it is now versus the way it was in the 80s?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I would actually look forward to going to training camp now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. How much wear? You know what I always thought, though, Greg? I thought sometimes you guys would come out of training camp, like, worn out. I mean, here it is, the most important part of the season. Now we're starting the regular season, and you guys would be beat on for, like, a month heading into the start of the season. In looking back on it, wasn't that kind of crazy?
It was nuts. It's totally nuts. I mean, and we do drills like up-downs. You know, you'd spend all off-season getting your bench press up in the 500s.
Into the what? Hundreds?
Well, I could get it up in the 500s.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then they have you do 100 up-downs each practice, and then the next thing you know, you got tendonitis in your shoulder, and you have to get it shot up just to go to practice. It was totally ridiculous the way they did it. I mean, Bill Walsh was the guy that came out and said, why are we beating each other up when we're supposed to be beating up the opponent? But yeah, training camp was miserable back then. I mean, full speed, you know, inside drills, one-on-one every practice. It was crazy.
So, Greg, you kind of joking a little bit that it's touch football now, but so you think we're doing the right thing now?
Yeah, I think that you do need some training camp. I mean, you need about 2 weeks of it. Linemen need to get their timing down. Quarterbacks and receivers need to get route running and their timing down as well. and you need some full speed stuff to get you ready for it, but you don't need 5 or 6 weeks like we used to do. I mean, we were in full pads, both practices.
Right.
Full speed. It was like a scrimmage every day. And, you know, you lost guys in practice that you didn't need to lose. And like you guys said, you were so beat up by the time practice, the end of the training camp was over. You almost needed a week. You almost needed a bye week to get ready for the regular season, but you just started, went right into it. It was just a nutty time. But, you know, everybody did it.
Right.
And so coaches were afraid not to do it in case they were not successful, because if they weren't, then they looked bad. But finally, you know, a coach just said, we're doing it the wrong way. He was successful, and other coaches followed success. So
we're talking with Greg Cook, former Packer offensive tackle.
Yeah. Greg, so what do you think? Do you follow the Packers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
They're my team.
Oh, good. Oh, that's great to hear. I said I knew you're down in Houston, and that's great to hear. That's obviously our team as well. Tell me what you think of them from your perspective. I mean, the 80s wasn't that long ago. I mean, some people think it was, but those of us who are John's age, we don't think it's that long ago. Do you like the progress the game's making with the helmets, safety, some of the new rules they have in place? Do you think we're doing the right thing?
I think they're doing the right thing. The only problem is that you just can't make pro football safe.
That is the reality. I mean,
Greg, I mean, you were one of the bigger guys back in your day. I mean, you really were. I mean, you were, you know, top of the line in that way. And now you'd probably be in the middle to lower end size-wise. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah. When I was in Green Bay, when I first got there, I think I was the second biggest offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And when I left my last team, I was the second smallest lineman, and I was weighing 290. So, yeah, the game has evolved. Players evolve. You know, I live in a great football state, in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Top 100, they always come out with the top 100 high school players. Well, all the offensive linemen on there almost is over 300 pounds now in high school.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Right. Unbelievable.
Johnny calls high school games here, and we're not anywhere near Texas, but we've made some pretty significant investments in some of our stadiums. I mean, nothing like Texas, but...
The kids are bigger, too.
The kids are bigger.
Just in the years I've covered high school football,
yeah.
Just walking around on the field before the games, it's incredible. Greg, what is it? I mean, why are kids so big?
Well, you know, like when I first came out, half the players lifted, half the players didn't. You know, now it's mandatory that you lift. You have better nutrition. When I played high school football, you went both ways. Very few kids go both ways now.
Yeah,
they only play one position and stay there. And they just, like I said, they evolve with the game. And not only are they bigger, but they're bigger and faster. What amazes me about today's pro football players is we always wanted to have a flat belly because, you know, we wanted the ladies as well.
Okay.
But these guys, they carry these bellies around, but they just don't seem to get tired.
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
Well, I remember a few years ago, the Wisconsin Badgers, Sports Illustrated did a big story on the Badgers offensive line that hung out together all the time, and they would go to like Applebee's and all these and eat literally as much as they possibly could. Right. And they didn't care that they had these big guts. That was part of the fun of it. But you're right, Greg. They still moved really right. Good. That's the weird thing. How do these guys get so nimble at that weight?
I don't know. It's incredible to me to watch the size and speed of these athletes and how athletic they are. I mean, Larry McCarron and I would go out and we would have like 12 eggs and things like that. But we spent 4 hours in the weight room in the off season.
Yeah.
So it was it's amazing to see the transformation. But, you know, with the bigger size and the bigger speed, normally is going to come bigger injuries. And I think that the concussion rate,
yeah.
We probably have the same concussion rate they do now, but guys are going to have to sit out more. So they got to walk a fine line in practice and in games.
But, Greg, something that I that I think has changed is this whole nutrition. I mean, you guys are kind of like a science experiment to some of these. You know, you look at the staffing of the Green Bay Packers. You know, of course, they got all you coaches, but they're pretty heavy into the whole nutrition area. And, the nutrition, yeah. And the people that
health coaches,
right? All that. Yeah. So I mean, did you have that, or did they let you kind of eat the 12 eggs?
If I could just jump in on that, Greg, I remember you guys sending out the assistant trainer, the assistant Brian Nearing, going out and coming back with like Wendy's and Burger King. Remember that, Greg, in the locker room?
No, they would give you Arby's. They'd give you an Arby's.
Arby's.
Wait, Arby's.
Really?
Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, now the Packers have their own cafeteria that they go through for lunch. And
They have their own chef.
It's a lot better in a lot of ways, and I think it's worse in a lot of ways.
Greg, how many concussions, if they added it all up, if it was officially diagnosed, how many concussions do you think you would have had?
I'd probably say five, but, you know, the problem is doctors now are determining that it's not really the concussions, it's the subconcussive events that happen. Like when I run into a defensive end that's two yards away from me 60 times a game, that's like having basically 40 car wrecks.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, your helmet gives you a false sense of security that is protecting your head, but really it's your brain going back and forth inside your skull. It hits the skull in the front, then bounces back and hits the skull in the back. It causes all the problems that players are having today. I mean, I've had my right knee replaced. I've had two back surgeries, and I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which they say is from repetitive head injuries. So. Yeah. The concussions really weren't the problem. It just constant hitting was the problem.
Well, you sound good. Hey, Greg, we've had some coaches on here and some players. I want to ask you, because we have a lot of parents who listen to us, and what do you think about grade school, high school contact sports? And that's one question I have. The other one is, do you think a student should play one sport, or do you think to get really good at it, or do you think they should play, you know, the three or four that some people did?
Well, I think kids should be able to play any sport they want to play. How many of those kids are going to go on and gain college scholarships? You know, less than 5%. How many are going to play professional ball? Less than 1%. So I think kids should play every sport they want to. We never got to play every sport because our coaches wanted us in the off-season football program. But as far as kids playing, people find this hard to believe with the problems I've had since playing, but I think kids should play football in high school. Most kids don't like to hit that much. Most professional players love to hit. Most kids, when they're playing, they just have fun.
Right.
Football teaches you so many life lessons that you carry over in everything you do, especially when you get a job.
Amen to that. Yeah, you guys, really, you're great team leaders, team players, and that's a big, big part of why kids should play sports. I mean, the X's and O's and the athleticism, but boy, it's nice to have that camaraderie and that respect, right, for each other.
Greg, can you stick around for another segment, buddy?
Sure, love to.
Awesome. Right. We're with Greg Cook, former Packer offensive lineman, Mino and the Mayor. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A heat advisory begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs around 77, southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, 65, partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear sky tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, 92. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, also WISS in Oshkosh. We're talking with former Packer offensive lineman Greg Cook. Greg, I just want to throw some names out at you and see if you give me a little thumbnail sketch of what you think, okay?
Okay.
Lou Holtz.
Great motivator. But it can irritate the hell out of you.
Because he was your coach at Arkansas, right?
No. Frank Broyles is my coach.
Oh, Frank Broyles. Okay.
Frank's last game, we played Texas, and Frank and Darryl Royal both retired that game. Holtz came in immediately after.
Wow. You talk about
I'll tell you a funny story about Holtz. We got to go in and listen to his first meeting with the players, and he said, let me tell you something. I'm not Frank Broyles, and you're all recruited by Frank Broyles. And but I'm going to do things different. If that bothers you, I want you to do me a favor. Go home tonight, fill a bucket of water with water, make a fist and put it in that water and pull your fist out. And the hole you leave in that water is how much you'll be missed on.
Oh, that's classic.
Wow.
That's classic.
Sensitive guy.
Oh, my God. Okay, Bart Starr.
Classiest guy I've ever met.
Really, huh?
That's nice. Yeah. And I would agree. And I met him from a different angle than you, obviously, but just a great, great person. And he'd come back here and even though he maybe had a couple struggles coaching, that guy was just a hero every time he stepped off the
plane.
Just
a gentleman.
Well, and here's the thing on his, when they first hired him, it was mostly the fans that wanted Bart to come back. And they hired him, and Bart would tell you, he would have told you himself, he was not a great head coach at the beginning, but he was such a stickler to detail. He was such a perfectionist. By the time that he was let go, he had become a good, really good head coach. He was delegating authority to his offensive defense coordinators, and he just ran out of time.
Right.
If you guys had even a mediocre, just mediocre defense, with the way your offense went up and down the field, and when I really realized that, when Lynn retired, Greg, and Lynn and I were great friends, and for a going away thing to Lynn, I went through every year he played, through all the things, and put together his biggest plays, like completions over 30 yards and his touchdowns, and sitting there and watching that all in one, man, could that guy throw a football. Yeah. It was, you can match him up. You talk about how much bigger the linemen are, whatever. I will match Lynn Dickey's arm, and I'm not kidding, with anybody in the NFL this day or prior days. Wouldn't you, Greg?
Yeah, probably the best long ball passer I've ever seen. And I played with Marino as well. Wow. So, yeah, probably the best long ball passer I've ever seen. Yeah, back in those days, if they would only, they were running. Football is a weird, it's a hybrid business, a hybrid sport. It's not one or the other. It's both. You got to learn how to combine them. And we were just trying to run it too much like a business on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we let Mike Butler go away. We drafted Bruce Clark. We couldn't sign him. He went to Canada. We lost both nose men, Terry Jones and Rich Turner, on our first game of the season in 83 against the Oilers, which we won 41-38. I think we still have the NFL record for most overtime games, 5. The big game that a lot of people remember when we played the Redskins on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it was fun.
Beat them 48-47. We should have actually lost 50-48. Mark Mosley misses a 36-yard field goal with a couple of seconds left.
Yeah.
That was a crazy team. It was just a tale of two teams. We weren't very good on defense at all, and we were really good on offense.
Greg, when you talk about that Houston game, and I can see this in my mind right now when I was editing those things together, Lynn would throw a touchdown pass. He'd come to the sidelines, go behind the bench, and throw up into a garbage can. He had migraines so bad. Do you remember
that? He had migraines, yeah. Wow. He would lay down on the bench and then get up and come back and play for the next season. Luckily, you know, we were scoring pretty fast.
Yeah.
As our offense would do. I mean, we'd barely sit down, and we were back up again. So,
He was deathly sick.
Lynn was a really good quarterback.
Yeah, he was incredible. Forrest Gregg.
Idiot.
Okay.
Really?
Complete jerk. I'm sorry. Other people love Forrest. I have my issues with him. And the weird thing is that he was a right tackle. I'm a right tackle. He died of Parkinson's. I have Parkinson's. But Forrest just was... You talk about, you know, I'm going to show you how tough I am. And it just didn't work. The players didn't respond to it. And he just didn't do a very good job. And to me, he just was not a good person. Great football player.
Yeah.
And I'll take flack. But Forrest and I had our issues. And I wasn't going to back down. And he wasn't going to back down. And, you know, the next thing I knew, I was in Miami. So...
All right. Well, he was nicer to the mayor than he was to you. Others are.
Yeah.
Hey, who was? But tell me, you've had some unbelievable experiences and just a standout offensive player. Who did you like as a coach? Because we've interviewed a couple coaches, and it seems like these guys are not just X's and O's, but really leaders, huh? Mentors or fathers. Not the right word.
Who's the best
that I played for or that I know of?
Either one.
Probably the best I played for was Shula.
Wow.
Shula could tell you what all 22 guys, what their responsibilities were on the field, and that's a pretty hard thing to do.
That's cool.
So Shula was a great head coach. Another head coach that I thought really did a good job that I played for was Jerry Burns, an old Packer coach under Lombardi.
Yep, at Minnesota.
Jerry was the guy that was, you know, just said, let me deal with the media. Jerry would always tell us, I don't know why you guys talk to the media. It's like a guy getting ready to get hanged. He's telling the guy on the gallows how to make the knot.
Well, Greg, we are running out of time. This has been an absolute joy and pleasure to talk to you. Yeah. We could talk to you all day long.
Well, John, you know I always loved you.
Well, we always had a good time.
Everybody loves John and you, Greg.
Hey, I stay Greg. You know what I still remember when I think of you? I think of that the Snow Bowl against Tampa Bay. And you showed up on our Lynn Dickey show in sunglasses and a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, those Tampa Bay guys, they were not ready for that.
You were. All right. We hope to see you in Green Bay.
I sure would love to talk to you again sometime. It was so much fun covering that era of football compared to these days. I'll be honest with you. Thank you, my friend.
Anytime, guys.
You got it, buddy. Take care. Greg Cook, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more. Mind of the Mayor right after this.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden on Maui supporting those impacted by the deadly wildfires that left more than 100 people dead and more than 800 still missing. ABC's Mola Lenge.
Certainly plenty of people who welcome the president who, you know, in times of disaster, when people lose everything that they have, they want to be seen. You know, regardless of the politics, they want their president to show up and acknowledge their pain, acknowledge their trauma. But, you know, there's just as many people here who are still frustrated with what they describe as an inadequate response to what has happened here.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have negotiated an agreement with Fulton County, Georgia prosecutors for Trump to be released on $200,000 bond with an agreement that he make no direct or indirect threats towards any potential witnesses. Trump says he'll turn himself in on election tampering charges Thursday. This is ABC News.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
So you need a new roof, but you don't know where to start? You're thinking, a roof is just a roof, right? Wrong. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libby Roofing, and I want to tell you what makes us different from all the other roofers. We are Wisconsin's oldest roofing company, having been in business since 1934. We aren't like other roofing companies who are here today, gone tomorrow. We stand behind our work. The products we use are of the highest quality. We are one of Owens Corning's elite platinum preferred contractors and have maintained that status for over 14 years. We even offer a 50-year non-prorated, fully transferable warranty. But what makes us really stand out is the quality of our workmanship. We hire only the best in their craft, and we hire around our core values. We are hardworking, we care for people, we do what's right, and we're flexible. So if you value your home and expect quality, give us a call at 9-2-A-Roofing or go to 9-2-A-Roofing.com.
People you know, call 9-2-A-Roofing.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor here on a Tuesday morning. Mr. Mayor,
I want to give a little pitch again to Pella Windows. You know, as we got started, you know, advertisers, they're important, and these people have been great. You know that better than I do.
Oh, they're important, all right.
But Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the world through your window, right? You can see everything through Pella, through your window. That's like their thing. And if you bundle on the 250 series, which you talked about earlier this morning, the patio and door, 8 double-hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, as low as $188 per month. Now, that's a really good deal, right? Less than $200 a month to get these the 250 series doors and the
windows,
patio doors.
Yep. Yeah, the doors. And the windows. They're called windows, Jim. They're called windows, buddy.
Pella windows. Anyway, it's a good deal. Pella, visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply.
So, and you have them on all 4 levels of your house.
I have.
I've never known a person that had 4 levels to their house.
Well, it's the lower level, though, doesn't really count, but it's living space, right? We have our exercise room there. We have
Do you use that a lot?
And we have a TV down there, computer,
the exercise part,
my refrigerator, freezer. Mm-hmm. So,
do you put Milton on the treadmill? I can see he would. I could literally see. Couldn't you see Milton on a treadmill with little booties? Socks and little
leg
booties.
Warmers or little warmers
and little Nikes, little doggy Nikes. I could see that.
He's a great great dog. Yeah. I love him.
Are we going to bring Milton to the zoo?
Yeah, because we're going to be doing a thing. We're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. Mino and the mayor in Michigan. We're going up to Buddy DeYoung Zoo up in Wallace, Michigan. You've never been there, right?
No,
it's the greatest place you'd ever imagine. And our buddy Tony O.
Yes.
Is going to join us. And Tony's going to be here in studio Thursday, right?
He sure is.
Tony, who is like one of the country's best mixologists.
Absolutely.
And I had a guy, when I was leaving the Brown County Fair the other day, after the thing, a guy stops me out of the blue. He goes, Mino. Yeah, he goes, where did you have the best old fashioned of your life? And it's like, you know how you get one of those? It's like,
don't want to pick the wrong place.
It was at the such and such thing about 10 years ago. I made it. You said it was the best you ever had.
Okay. Right.
So I explained to him that I got a guy who is going to be making me the best old fashioned, I believe, of my life, right?
Right.
When he was breaking it down, what he puts into an old fashioned.
High tech.
But it went totally against what I assumed was the old standard of Wisconsin.
Muddling this,
78-year-old lady behind the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Muddling it up.
He's made 9 million of these things since 1954, right. And that would be the greatest old-fashioned. And he's going totally against the grain on that.
We have to taste test.
Yes, we do.
We will be the judges.
Yeah. Jason, are we allowed?
He's on the phone.
I just want to say that. Yes. Far be it for you to take advice from me, but
right.
You might not want to say the best. You might want to say one of the best. I got in trouble for that because there's a lot of great things, but
you get locked into that.
You do, and then people get, they may not vote for you next time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you had one of the best. That's
one of the best.
One of the best. But
yes.
But we don't.
I bet you had that too. It's like you go someplace and it's like 10 years ago and you say something to everyone and it's like, why do you remember that? How do you remember that?
It was kind of good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No question about it. That was fantastic. Talk about the guy we're going to have on because something very big is happening in the state of Wisconsin tomorrow.
It kind of is really big in the state of Wisconsin. And Johnny and I here on our show, we're hired to kind of lean into communities and talk about local issues. And we've done that, right? From the EAA to having these different guests on, some Packer players and school superintendents. And it's all been pretty much local. And we're going to stay that course. However, Civic Media, who is our parent company, has 19 radio stations throughout the state of Wisconsin, very aggressively getting into the media market. I mean, the company's only 18 months old. And one of the things that they cover on the political side is not just the state of Wisconsin and what's going on there, but the national. And as you know, and if you don't know, you I'm sure everybody knows, that the Wisconsin is hosting in Milwaukee the presidential Republican debate on Wednesday. And Civic Media is going to be covering that. And
who's moderating it? Moderating. I kind of muddled that word.
Well, Fox. I don't
moderating.
Know
moderating. Oh, okay. It's not somebody from Wisconsin.
No, but no. The guy covering it from our company.
It should be me, right?
It should be John.
It should be me.
Oh, my God.
What? I would be great
live
at that.
Live on stage at the draft.
Okay, Mr. Christie. Mr. Gray. You've lost a few, haven't you? What have you been doing?
Where'd you go to high school? Oh, what position did you play? Nothing about
the Raiders. Oh, my God. In 84, you guys were unbelievable. I remember that team.
And people are like, what about the $32 trillion debt? Who cares about
that?
Who cares about that?
What are you doing? I'm on keto. What are you doing to lose weight? Yeah.
Well, he's not doing much.
Is he big again?
Yeah.
Because didn't he lose a bunch?
He did. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. That's not true.
Why is it so hard to lose weight and so easy to gain weight?
Oh, sure. John,
tell me why.
Delicious. If you figure that out, we wouldn't be working here.
I know.
Yeah.
How are we doing on my part-time job?
Yeah, I know.
Have we had any calls?
I
Jason, anybody call lately to offer me a job?
The bus station?
Part-time? No, nothing.
Bridge keeper?
No.
What?
Bridge keeper?
I would love to. Bridge tender.
Bridge tender.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bridge keeper.
What do you...
Anyway.
You know what I'd like to... You know what's the coolest? You know what the coolest job is a bridge tender? The guy from It's a Wonderful Life.
James Stewart?
Yeah, James Stewart. Remember when he jumped off the bridge?
Yeah.
And the guy saved him. The angel saved him.
Yeah.
And remember the guy's up there? He's got the little wood stove and it's snowing out. And he's eating a sandwich and drinking coffee. I would love a job like that. I still think of that.
Why do you need a bridge tender in the winter?
I don't know. That's a good point.
Did we just go through this?
We did.
There's not
I,
one
I
needed in the
movie. No, yeah. I'm just saying that in the movie, I
maybe
never
he
really
just, maybe he lived there. I don't know.
That.
That, or you know what else I'd love to?
Maybe he
like run. I would love to run a lighthouse. I think I'd be good at
that,
running a lighthouse.
That'd be all right.
That'd be phenomenal.
So you need something where, but it's not, I would tell you, my caution, you know, I do, you know, love you like a brother. That's not healthy for you to sit all day and read.
I'd have a treadmill and an elliptical.
An elliptical.
An elliptical.
Did you use the elliptical?
Not yet.
Yeah. I'll leave it.
How
there,
am I
John?
Supposed to use the elliptical in the fitness room here when I can barely walk because my back's sleeping on the floor?
Okay. Right.
Did you ever think
okay.
about that?
Blow up mattress.
Blow
next
up mattress
time.
Next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Theater room. There's a couch in there.
There's a very cool theater room here.
The elliptical.
I'm still mad, though, about one thing. They had a pool table.
Oh, gosh.
Where
here
you
we
and
go.
I could have gone and played pool every single day, and they got rid of it.
He had to ask me where the community room was the other day.
Right
he's been
it.
In there numerous times.
Right. 2 months, and he hasn't used the elliptical yet. Johnny, I
I'm
don't
going
have
to.
High hopes for that.
I'm okay. going to.
Do you know where the gym is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, Johnny, don't you have... You're on Social Security. Not Social Security. You're, no.
Medicare?
Medicare.
Yeah.
Don't you have a free, I hear when you get on Medicare, which I'm not, don't you get like golden
membership.
Sneakers, a free membership to
get
the Y?
What?
I think you get a free membership to the Y.
I don't like going to the Y. I don't like being around naked guys.
Too public.
I'm just being honest. I'm not a fan of being around other naked guys. I did that all my life in locker rooms. And I worked in the mine. You'd be in these showers with 50 guys all grungy and... To not, I just, I'm a firm, two things I've never done. Well, I don't know if, should I even say this?
Mark no. Skogan just did, too. He made a comment about
yeah.
public
I've
gyms.
Never, you know, okay, I'm going to throw
did
this
he,
out.
Same reason?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out.
But here's the, you guys.
Let me, no. You got to let me get this off my chest.
All right, right.
Have you ever skinny dipped?
Why?
I have not. Because I think I'm the only person in America that has never skinny dipped. With
Come
other
on.
People.
I find that hard to believe, I have actually.
I have not. I've never been invited to a skinny dipping party, I guess.
Well.
Have you?
Clear out the pool.
Hey, yes or no? Have you? Yes or no? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Jim,
no,
have you?
I don't recall that.
Is
no.
your mom
recall.
Listening?
Yeah, she
then
is.
You will. Okay, then I know you're okay. All right. So I've never done that. I've never skinny dipped.
Okay, good, John. That's good. Let's not get into have you ever done, because that's a race to the bottom.
All right,
no, let's not do that.
So anyway, you obviously have a wonderful diet. I've got a story here from a great friend of mine, and this is kind of heartbreaking, I'll be honest with you, okay, from my friend Dennis. He says, I'm reaching out to you and my other dog-loving friends to ask your help in finding my son's loyal, loving dog a new home. He has reluctantly made the heartbreaking decision to put Karma, that's his name, up for adoption. Please read the post below he created yesterday to learn more about, oh, it's his girl, a special girl. If you have any questions, feel free to contact Jesse or myself. And I'm going to give, is that a website?
That's
it
a nice
looks
looking
like
dog.
It. And I will most definitely spread the word.
Do you know what that is? I don't know what kind of dog that is, but he's beautiful.
That?
We are very, very pet friendly at City Deck Landing Apartments. We actually just put in a dog run out back. So
oh,
I
that's
will,
right.
Yeah, we put a dog run out back. We're putting a nice bench in there and an awning for everybody who wants to sit back there with their furry friends. So I will spread the word.
Can you tell, Jim? What kind of dog?
No, that's...
I don't know.
Dennis, let us know what kind of dog it is if you can, if you're listening.
And how old it is. It looks very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That looks like an obedient dog, too. You can't judge a book by its cover, but this is... That looks like a good dog.
Yes.
So,
in fact, you know what? I'm just going to give the phone number here. 920-264-0606. 264-0606. Or text us. Jason, how do they text us?
Well, you need the Civic Media app and find WGBW. Make it your home link. And you can listen to the show there. And there's a little button that you can push that says text.
Okay. So what's the first thing they would do? If somebody wants to text us, what's the very first thing?
Go to Google and type in civicmedia.us.
Is that right, Jason?
No, you need to have it on your phone.
Yeah. It's got to be on your phone, right?
Phone,
not a computer.
It's a phone thing.
Yeah, it's a phone thing.
Okay, so I type it in on my phone.
So you go to the App Store on your phone?
Go to the App Store.
App Store on your phone.
Find Civic Media.
Okay.
Then click on WGBW or
Jim's shaking his head. I'm disgusted with this. This is too much work.
I was the mayor.
I had people do this for me.
I know how a phone works.
I don't know what an app store is. Where's Chris? Where's my guy? Chris, go to the app. You know that there's an app store on my phone? Can you believe that? Yes. I'm going to talk about that when it's election time.
All right, let's because this is great. This dog.
Yes, a beautiful dog and I'm looking for a new home.
And people who are, you can get a second dog, which is fine. You can only have three in the city of Green Bay. But if you want a second dog, they are great companion and they're good for your health to get out because it will force you to walk every day, right? To the park or just around the block. And they're just great companions to have. So I'm a huge dog lover.
I know you are.
And I am.
And you really are, sincerely. I mean, you let him slobber all over your car. 920-264-0606. I will give you the information about this dog, a great friend of mine whose dog is looking for a new home.
All right.
In fact, this gentleman who's doing it, his dad is in my first book. He was a World War II veteran.
Oh.
Airborne. Yeah.
Cool.
Good people. So
that would be great to get that dog adopted. I would absolutely like that. So that would.
He's looking for a little bit, as he put it, a little bit of a less hectic home. So.
Well, look, they're a responsibility.
Oh, no question. I mean, could never have a dog.
Oh, man, they're the best.
What? No, I could only have. What?
I can't imagine you having an animal.
Why?
What because do you what? You'd forget to feed it. You would forget to walk it.
Yeah.
It would be.
All right.
It's.
And you're right.
Oh, just a little.
I thought he got a little quiet.
Yeah, it's like, I know, you know right? What? It's hard when that happens. Yeah.
Reflecting on that,
yes,
you're right.
You're right.
But they're great for kids. Teaches kids responsibility. It's their turn to walk the dog, and they learn to clean up after
the dog. I had to feed the dogs all the time. Please don't talk. What's that? Go back. Go a little further down, Jason. I'm reading your thing. Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I had to feed my dogs every night. And back in my day, it was gravy train.
So.
It was gravy
that's
train.
Cheap.
What do you mean it wasn't cheap?
Gravy train?
Yeah.
Gravy train's really cheap.
Is it?
You got.
Very. That's like the worst stuff you can buy a dog is gravy train.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
We thought we were giving him like the.
Not even food.
The best type stuff.
Yeah. Gravy train?
Yeah.
Did you. How often did you take him to the vet?
Never.
Okay, well.
Never took our dogs to that. Okay. Except one time when it got in a fight with a porcupine and it had those quills all over its mouth.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yep.
That was bad. We're trying to hold him down and pull him out of his out of his mouth.
Yeah, ouch. That makes my eyes water.
But you know the best way to do it, like I said, is if they got the quills in their mouth, take a wire cutter and clip the thing because then they collapse. The quills collapse once you cut off the tip.
Oh.
And then you can pull them out a lot easier. So just word for if anybody gets their dog gets in a fight with a porcupine, I know how to pull up the quills.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Give me
a call. Mine on the mayor. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Great. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, so, I see. He says, please don't talk about skinny dipping again. Nobody needs that visual. Was that a text that came in, Jason, or is that your opinion?
I did not
know that was a text.
That was a text. Mino, please don't talk about skinny dipping again. Nobody needs that visual.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you,
listener.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, listener. I would agree. I would agree. We were trying to do the cutoff sign when you started going there.
It must feel good. Yep. But, mm-hmm. Point out the shortcomings of others. Wow. What's that?
We got to go here.
We got to go. So it's a quick break. All right, fine. No more talk about skinny dipping or showering with others.
We're back with Kyle Albrecht.
All right. Although I do saunas with other people.
Oh, John.
All right. We'll be back after this. All right.
Call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast. A heat advisory begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows level off around 65, partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 92, mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning, WGBW 97. Christy, you and I are both in agreement on something, aren't we?
Come on, let me alone.
Christy.
A little.
Christy, this is about a week ago.
Yes.
He was talking about when we were driving back from that party in Plainfield. Is it Plainfield or Plainville? Plainfield.
Plainfield. Plainfield. Yes.
And he's like, yeah, I'm digging in the credenza of the car. I'm digging in the credenza. And you and I were both like,
what are you talking about? It's either a console or a dashboard, not
no
a
one's
creden-
counted. Is there anybody out there that has ever called the console?
He just said he was wrong.
A credenza.
Yeah, I don't dwell on this, but
that would be your grandma. Where did your grandma live? What town did your grandma live in?
Two Rivers.
There's been the grandma and Jimmy, go into my credenza and take out the good linen because it's going to be Easter dinner next week and I want to bring out the doilies and the good china. We brought it over from Poland. Bring out the good china, Jimmy. It's in the credenza. Grandma, what part of the credenza? It's in the bottom, Jimmy. And don't break. You chipped it. Remember last year you chipped one of my dishes?
Okay,
I'll never forget that.
I didn't remember your seeing you there.
Your brothers are so much better than you.
Be careful with
the
credenza.
Going into the credenza, Jimmy.
Okay. All right.
Why can't you sing like your dad? Your dad's on Ed Sullivan. What are you doing? You're out there with your little pony, just walking around with your pony.
Star the pony.
Okay, look at the time.
We have established it is called a council.
Yes, not a credenza.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm wrong.
Thank you for that, Christy.
You're welcome.
Thank you for pointing that out. Something that happened 3 weeks ago. But that's, you guys must be great parents.
It wasn't just me,
didn't
Jim.
Didn't you spill that milk 3 weeks ago?
Oh, here we go. He's pivoting. That's a political thing, right? Don't they call that debates pivoting?
Pivoting.
When it's like they ask a certain question, but somehow you pivot off of that into a different area.
Just a little.
Did you ever have to be a part of a debate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Wow. I don't remember. Was it televised?
I don't know. We did one at the mall. Remember where they had that, like, in the downtown mall, they had that, like...
Which I loved and you didn't?
No, I didn't. That section that...
Yeah.
And there were a lot
by
of
the
people
big block.
That came at... Right.
Okay.
And so we debated
by the
there.
Orange Julius place.
Debated at UWGB. The library was probably the most crowded debate I was ever at. I think that may have been... I don't think that was... Those were televised, Johnny, but...
I don't think
I
were you nervous going into something like that?
Do you get nervous?
Yeah, I can't see you.
I can't see him getting nervous.
Yes and no. You seem like you're always kind of nervous.
Yeah.
Well, so I can't picture you being
organized.
Yeah,
you're like very bullet. Yeah. You know, bullet points.
I don't know that. I was looking at the schedule. What was pick on Jim Schmidt Day?
No. Credenza this Tuesday. I got you a mug.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Johnny, on debates. I mean, I don't know. Is it butterflies, nerves? You don't really know what your opponent's going to say, and but. I was always prepared. I mean, I knew what I was talking about. So,
especially being mayor, I mean, you've been through it enough times that nothing would really surprise you, right?
And I think people are going to watch tomorrow night. And I'm just sorry we didn't get our guest, and I'm going to get him back here tomorrow. But he's kind of overseeing the debate, the presidential debate.
Is it Madison or Milwaukee?
It's Milwaukee. It's in Milwaukee. And his coverage starts at like noon, and the debate's not till 7. But he's going to kind of oversee that for Civic Media, and they have different guests coming in. But these people who are coming today, you know, none of them have been president right now.
That's
what
Pence
has been.
That's what
so
I mean.
So the questions are going to be interesting to see, and that's being moderated. I'm pretty
sure. What
would
you ask
Fox.
If you were on the panel? If you were one of the questioneers, questionnaire? What would that be called?
The moderator?
The other people.
Panelist?
Yeah. Oh, man.
What would you... Give me a question you would ask. Let's say Chris Christie. What would you ask?
Well, I can lose my cool at a debate, right? Like, I remember leaning down one time and looking down at everybody saying... You know, and some guy was, and I said, "You have no business being on the stage." And
You said that?
I did. And wow. I shouldn't have.
Okay.
But, you know, look, it's a huge, huge job. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's the most powerful country in the world. And look, I would like to know, and nobody talks about the debt of our country because they don't feel the pain of debt. You know, they just, Americans are like that. Even on everything, unless you really kind of feel it, it's like, well, we'll figure it out. But, you know, who's going to pay for that? Our kids. And I just like to know, is that the most important thing? I don't know.
It's not like a sexy topic.
It isn't.
No.
It isn't. Neither was infrastructure, though.
No. I would talk gas prices.
Okay.
What would you do to bring, because that affects every single person.
It does.
Each and every person listening. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Is affected by gas prices. So Why is it so high?
So does the debt, Johnny. Even gas prices don't affect your grandkids. The debt is going to affect your grandkids. Inflation as a whole. Every person in this country is on the hook for, you know, what, almost $100,000 to get out of debt. Your kids, grandkids, and... I don't know. That's got to be talked about more. I'd like to see what they're going to do about it, you know.
But you're right. I have no idea. And how is that affecting me? How is the national debt affecting me right here today?
Well, your taxes, but you don't look at your tax bill.
No, I have no idea.
He just knows that gas is really expensive right now.
Gas is really expensive.
And I get that.
Yeah.
I do think, you know, we're not a political show, and that's why I want Todd on here to talk about it, because he's going to handle all this stuff. But we've got to get our arms around this immigration. We just do. I mean, people are coming here and from all different countries, and, you know, and then, you know, I told you I have a couple son-in-laws, but it is so difficult to get into this country. I mean, it just is. You got to make sure you're not going to be taking a job from someone else, and, you know, to go through the process. And it's also, you know, well, 6 years and you got to take a test, but that could be expedited. And I just think it's silly that these 435 guys can't agree on something. And then of course you got another 100 senators that have to agree as well. But I don't know. I'd like to know their top three priorities. And,
so would I.
It's not that, you know, they get off on all these other things. I hope it doesn't get real petty. That's what I didn't like about Trump. It was all personal, petty. Yeah. And I don't think we need that in politics. I think there's a lot of that right now, but
do you think I'd get petty if I was a candidate?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
But you would pivot to...
Pivot a lot.
He would pivot a lot.
And a lot of pivots.
You'd pivot to sports and comedy. And
movies.
It's like, John, we got a country to run here. Right? We got 360 million people counting on you.
What movie was this line from? I would do that.
Right.
You know? Yes. Yeah.
Who was that guy that 435 congressmen, 50 governors, 100 senators... All you need to get something done is one good mayor.
Wow. Who is that?
That's
the first impression you've ever done.
I did that.
It sounded like Matthew McConaughey.
It did.
It's the guy who got in a little bit of trouble.
You know what I like about high school girls? I keep getting older. They stay the same. You sound like Matthew McConaughey.
This was the guy.
That was good.
From that, I played it at one of my State of the Cities. He was the guy who got in trouble.
A politician?
No. He was an actor. Who's an actor that got...
And he Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from that's from that TV show he had, which was really good. And his wife in that TV show was Jenny from Forrest Gump.
That's right.
Jenny.
Anyway.
Still looks amazing, doesn't she?
We need good politicians, and hopefully someone's going to break out tomorrow night. Todd's going to come on tomorrow. Huh?
And I need a part-time job. So we got a lot of bleep to talk about tomorrow.
Todd Albeck's going to be on here tomorrow. We're going to talk about the debate.
And Erin Davidson will be here tomorrow.
She's going to be great.
We're out of time.
Wow.
It's been fun. Christy, thank you.
Christy, thanks for coming in.
All right. Mine or the mayor. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
In the city, in the summer, in the city.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libkey Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, Go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.